Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Can you believe in 2022, we're talking about the lettuce shortage?
And iceberg lettuce, it's not the most glamorous of lettuce.
It's the budget lettuce.
It is the budget. That's the nice way to put it.
Mixed leaf. This is just your standard pale leaf.
I like to go for a baby spinach and rocket combination myself when it comes to greens in my salad.
Okay, so the normal one, get rid of it.
No, in saying that, I do love iceberg lettuce. Mm-hmm. I had it today on my lunch.
Yeah.
Felt like a king.
Of course.
Goes well in sandwiches. And in a coleslaw.
Yeah, well, as many people would know.
No, not coleslaw, that's cabbage.
That is cabbage, yeah.
What was I thinking of? Sandwiches goes well in an Asian salad.
But, see, cabbage also does.
You're right.
Yeah.
No, there's a distinct taste between lettuce, iceberg lettuce and cabbage.
There is, but I've been thinking a lot about this, okay? Because if you buy Japanese food, obviously, has a lot of cabbage in there. It's like grated cabbage.
Yeah, it does. You're right.
And I don't really notice it when it's like that. But if it's just a normal cabbage leaf, you can't substitute that.
No, well, because you wouldn't put cabbage in your sandwich.
No way.
No.
No, not a chance.
But if you pair it with some carrot and some mayo,
then it's kind of okay.
It's a coleslaw. It's amazing.
And then but see, that's also, you know, it's finely chopped.
Yeah, you would also put, you would put coleslaw in a sandwich.
You have to have something with it.
Yeah.
Look, the reason I bring this up is because it's been in the news the last few days and it continues to be in there. So basically, in some parts of Australia, one cabbage is costing $12, which is ridiculous.
That's got to be at some of those independent organic grocers, I reckon. Because I went on one of the major supermarkets, put my address for Rolly Stone, $3.50 for an iceberg.
Okay, you're doing well.
Thank you. Then I put Haymarket, New South Wales, $5.50.
Right,
same
okay.
Same supermarket.
Well, some supermarkets, $12. Like you say, it might be independent, might not. Might be an organic lettuce.
Yep.
Like, aren't they all? But no. Sprays, pesticides.
Yeah, pesticides. That's why you got to wash it. Anyway.
So KFC and now Subway have said, we're going to substitute lettuce with cabbage.
No. Nah.
Well, that's why I want to bring it up. Because I'm like, out of the options given, and this isn't across the whole of Australia, this is just parts of Australia that have the shortage. I have heard a rumour that WA might be okay.
Good, yeah.
Which is a good sign.
I haven't noticed as yet.
But out of the options of having the substitute of cabbage in your burger or having no substitute, what are you going for?
Okay. With Subway.
Yep.
I would have nothing.
Nothing?
I'm not
Get rid of it. Get rid of the greens. Don't eat it.
No.
Give me spinach.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. You would have spinach if you're having a Subway, right?
Yeah. For sure. And with your fried chicken?
Nothing.
Nothing? Again, just give me chicken.
Yeah.
And double the batter.
Oh, gross.
Oh, yeah, bring it on. Substitute the lettuce with more batter. We're talking.
This is why your cholesterol is high, Jazeel.
I went to the doctor today. I'll find out in 2 weeks whether it is still high.
Okay, and if it's not, bring on the batter.
I want to hear from you. Give us a call, 9313-0985. Would you rather have cabbage or nothing as a lettuce substitute? Because I do have some stats here. Apparently, they surveyed Aussies.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you some stats coming up. But would you rather have cabbage or nothing as a lettuce substitute? Love to hear from you.
Hitting all the hot topics.
We want to know, would you rather have cabbage or nothing as a lettuce substitute? There's a few takeaway stores that are substituting lettuce with cabbage. And I, for one, I'm like, get rid of it.
Are they in the same family? Because I know they look similar.
Oh, cabbage and lettuce?
Yeah. They're the same food family?
If they are, one's like adopted out. Like, that's the cabbage, if you wanted to clarification on which one's getting out.
Which one's getting out. So we wanted to know, are you putting up with the cabbage? Or are you just saying, nah, I'd rather have nothing if it ain't no iceberg lettuce?
A few ticks coming through. I'd rather have nothing than cabbage, says Simonette. Thank you very much.
Mandy, no to cabbage. So not the same as lettuce. I don't eat iceberg anyway. Spinach and mixed leaves all the way. Cabbage is also high in FODMAPs. So lots of people get bloated and gassy from cabbage.
What's FODMAPs?
It's to do with IBS. And it's a way of eating. Because, I think some of them make you bloated and
gassy.
Gassy. Right. Inflamed.
Another one here from Nick. Cabbage, no way, would substitute for spinach today. Yeah,
same.
Why did they go spinach?
Why? That's what I don't understand. Why didn't they substitute the lettuce for spinach?
Unless that's the same situation. And spinach has also got a shortage.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Good question.
Another one here. I was thinking this morning, nothing or spinach as a substitute.
Okay, let's go to these fast food companies. Tell them we've done our own survey.
Yeah.
And people want spinach, not cabbage.
Well, according to their survey, 48% of Aussies are happy with the cabbage substitute.
48%?
48, so let's just call it 50-50, right?
No, you're doing it again, Jazeel. You're lying.
Look, it's so close, it's you so can close. Just call it 50-50.
No, you can't. You can call it 48-52.
Well done. I can see for 2 seconds you're like, have I got this right? Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.